Okay. Hi, Ion. Happy, happy day. Happy,
hey,
happy, happy,
happy day,
happy, happy,
indeed,
happy,
indeed. And they're getting
indeed.
Happier. The conditional response of happiness is fixing the shift. We would like to say that conditionally you're not exactly positive what happy is. It's a euphoric state that's just superior to your last state of knowing. And so to actually warm that up a little bit, it goes back to the how do you boil a frog? You have to put them in cold water and raise the temperature gradually. If you throw a frog in hot water, he'll jump right back out. But if you warm up slow, you can cook them just as they are. So better known happy is on the horizon, and good for you.
And as Bob would say, is that message for me or for everybody, or for me and Bob?
It might be for all of Dobstown, but we don't know. We aren't speaking to all of Dobstown. We're speaking to you and Bob. Here's why. Because you all have control of the parts that are inclusive or included. So actually you get to say, because you can remove it and not put it in the round, and that settles that. You think? So it can be to a larger dynamic. It can be. But the blood was shed for many, but not for all.
Now, I'm wondering if Bob's going to get into his job that he has to do for Iondom, or Dobstown, probably Dobstown. He's got a job to do, and the deadline is toward noon. Is Bob up to the task?
He is. And notice how the swirling, the conditioning, the responses, the up, the down, and if you watch your porn channel, Carolyn, you'll see it blowing up. It builds up, and then they let the air out. And then they build it up, and then they let the air out. And then they go find another one, and then it's not. And then it's a criminal. It's a whole nation. It's all the sand niggers. It's coming to blow up the world. Then they're not. And then they're going to go destroy the world, and they're not. And so they don't know. They're waiting on somebody to decide. It's so exciting. It's so very exciting. There's so much profit in death and destruction.
And it's happening so fast. It's become obvious. It's not drug out anymore, where people forget the history.
And it's ridiculous. And it's ridiculous because look at the conditioned responses that they're sitting up there saying. They're sitting there, you, for example. Now, we're taking this on the impeachment shit because that's just the thing that's blowing through right this hot second. And it's just a zeitgeist example of the larger, broader spectrum, broad spectrum antibiotics. They're getting up there and they're saying, under penalty of death, if y'all rush this through the Senate, then you're involved in it. You're complicit. You're involved with the president, too, which is just exactly what they got through saying. We got to hurry up because he's messing up and he's going to continue messing up. We got to hurry up and get this through. And we got two articles of impeachment that aren't even against the law. So they're doing the very thing now that they're accusing the Senate of potentially doing that they've not yet done. And if you look at that, any working class person who actually has a fixed functioning physical beingness in the country looks at that and goes, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my living life. This is crazy. And now you look at it and go, if I was running this country and I did this, they'd have me on a stick. I'd be run through on a stick. I'd be impaled. And they're running around doing it to each other, seeing which one can go the deepest. It's so astounding. Yeah. So now that was fun and enough. We played with it. Good. Okay. Now Bob needs to go on and decide. He needs to go on and decide and choose. Choose carefully, old better one. Choose carefully.
Very good.
Pretty exciting.
He'll do it.
This is back in the day. This will make it easy. And this will give you a little example of what's actually occurring, of what's actually taking place. Ambulans perfunum stricta. Yes, that's Latin for one who's walking the tightrope.
Oh, oh.
Latin for one who's walking the tightrope. That's what Bob's doing now. He's walking the tightrope.
Okay, Bob, there you go. Hopefully, Bob, well, I don't know if Bob will talk to you about his
He may not. He's
position.
Done soul productions. He can do as he pleases. It's all good. Just decide. And no decision is a decision. So choose. Choose. And it's good. And it's time. It's time because everybody's been fussing about time, and they want some, and they don't want some, and they like it. See, when they can use time to their advantage, when it's a good day, they want it to last forever. When it's bad times, they want it to be done now. Tax day will be here tomorrow. Christmas never gets here. See the difference? So you want to wax and wane and play with it at your leisure, but it doesn't work like that. Quantitative easing or otherwise works on both sides. See? Now, what you've done, Carolyn, and deliciously too, we got to say, by the way, we appreciate very greatly your taking a hold of the capacity, which is your keys and your heirs. You've got things stirred up. You have no idea what you have done. And we like that. Just don't get distracted with it, just because it's going to be a lot. Just know it. Just because now you know. Once you know, you can't unknow. And you can kind of go with it and just sort of notice. Notice what you see, because that it'll vacillate, meaning it'll shift, meaning it'll look, and then you look again, it might look a little different.
Oh, yeah.
See,
well,
if Bob makes the bed crooked, that's terrible. But if you don't notice, it's good. But then if he makes it perfect, you don't notice because that's what it should be. See the difference?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Kind of like that.
My questions today are a deeper dive on the keys. So can I move there now?
Any way you like, honey. Yeah, surely.
In the modern English translation, I started, key one, I was looking at justice and I was saying, well, Trump is trying to get justice. And then you made a statement, Ion, saying it's the feudal system. So I just want some clarification what that means.
Oh, clarify. Okay. What is a feudal system?
Well, one where serfs work for the oligarch.
Well, that's the way it is now.
Okay.
Well,
and
what's it
why
based
did
on? Wait. No, wait now. Wait. Get the time. You got medieval Europe. That's the 9th century to the, 15th century? Oh, okay. Well, now you got to do the big side, the big stuff, because you got to come from where this is an exchange for service. I'm going to have relations with you, just like those of ill repute. I'm going to have relations with you, and I didn't tell you, I'm going to get 3 hots and a cot.
Yeah.
You see? From that side. Or a good Canadian would say, I work for 3.5 a day. 3 meals a day and half the bed. So the feudal capacity. The feudal capacity has to be based on something. And the based on something, there's a lot of different. It's the obligations for nobility of the estates and into a realm. What that means is you got the preachers and you got the serfs, what you're talking about, and then they're all bound by their condition. So it's almost like a caste system.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's lots of things that have been written about it, tyranny of a construct, and all that kind of stuff. You can get into all that if you want to. But it's not even necessary because doesn't even apply. What's going to happen in now, coming more so, your decisions will be based on a feudal capacity, because that's the way the tech body thrives. And a feudal system is how an ascended one can survive. They'll be happy to buy, Pharaoh, can we be our God? We'll work for you. if you'll give us a little bread. Oh, Pharaoh, you take our lands and take care of us. You know better than us. Oh, Pharaoh, can we be put into bondage under you? And Pharaoh says, well, if you really want to. And then Jacob, in the coat of many colors, he becomes the holder of all the fields. The people are going to ask for this. They're going to ask to be serfs. If they can't ascend, Carolyn, the feudal system is going to permit them a way out. And the way out is they can be a servant in the house of the king. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to be an approved ruler that is subservient under something else, which is the feudal way out. Or to fight the system, they would say it is futile.
Yeah, you said that earlier too.
And there you go. So then that's how it applies, but it's just basically like a pecking order because people are getting so turned up on this Republican this, and we have a republic. No, we have a monarch. They're a bunch of damn words. They don't even know, have a clue what they're talking about. There's no more republic than there is anything in the whole wide world. You got to stay in your place and stay in your lane. You got your little business. You get $3 more than somebody else, and they think you is public enemy number one. Send the damn zeitgeist to come blow your shit up because you got $3 more than they think you're supposed to have. How is that not feudalism? Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you can get a war, the War of the Roses, and stomp their damn ass. Okay. You got a little asset. So good. You can, and you have, and that's good. But that's the feudal way. You're not going to rule me.
Okay,
I will control.
So,
not in my realm, as Queen Victoria would say.
But now with the socialist perspective,
they're not socialist. They want it all, and they want it now. It's communist. It's not socialist. They're using that as a word. That's why they can't say communist. Hell, they run Batfoot Lucille Ball in prison because she filled out one form one day back in the days of Barry fucking Goldwater, saying that she was supported the Communist Party and they like to kill her. Running around stuff. And now all of a sudden, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying you wrong if you don't believe that way. I'll stomp you out of here. I'll set you on fire. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I can't even pay my college loans, but I'll set you on fire. Like, what? See, but it's not really socialism. Bernie Sanders ain't a socialist. No, he's a democratic, another person who thinks that somebody else should pay for all the bills. And then you got Kareem Jeffries, who think that there may be a way to have an impeachment, and an impeachment going to happen because this is what happened when the man do something wrong. The man do something wrong, so that's what the man going to do, and he going to get the man to do something wrong. Because you do something wrong, you're not above the law. The law going to get you because we're going to get you because we're the law now, and we're going to say what you and what you don't do. And how you going to do it, because you going to do what we say, because we run this ship, not you all. You know what, that all in nay, and I, yeah, that's Mr. Jeffries. He's on your impeachment team.
Right. Okay, so.
Carolyn, hold it. All the Trump supporters, are they asking for a feudal system? All those thousands of people go to his rallies?
Yeah, look at them, Bob, the trainer people. They're Walmart shoppers. They are.
Right. So
you know why? Because they've got.
No. Go ahead. Why?
Because every other opportunity has been moved from them. Do you understand? They don't want money. They don't want success. They want the chance at success. If they have the opportunity. Get out of their ass, get the ass out of their bed, and go chop something or lick something or hit something or move something, and can become successful in some sort of way. They're never going to do that. They're not going to be allowed to do that. They're not asking for that. They want to change. They just want the ability to have the capacity
and they
to
won't
be more
be
than they are presently.
They want the
non-laws. No.
To be able to be successful. But they won't try to be successful. Is that what you're saying?
No. They may try, but they won't be successful. They'd already be successful. They'd be big pharma. Somebody invented hydrocodone. Somebody invented that, Statler. They invented that shit.
How come you're not like a socialist or a communist who objects to this feudalism and wants to bring in Pelosi and these people who are going to change the system or and free up people?
It never works. They're never free. They shoot themselves in the face and then mad because we made bullets. They shoot themselves in the face, mad because we made bullets. Fuck them. No. It's good. Do what you do. Do what you're going to do and do it quickly because enough. You had your chance now.
When did they have their chance? It never could have happened.
All the way through. Black Death didn't kill everybody. Black Death didn't kill everybody. It will this time. But it didn't that time. The rub is easy. Now you have all sides have been presented. Now the clear direction has been juxtaposably compounded. Now, we're not talking about Ezra Pound. We've been talking about that, but it'll come up Saturday. You know that already. Bless your heart. But we're talking about between the quadrants of the tiny note, all of the forces are starting to raise up. And you've been talking about it quietly and then poking it. We think it's delicious how you poke at it to see what's up. What's this, Carolyn? With your damn little stick poking at something. You've been in shit long enough, you're going to get some on you. But anyway, that's all right. Carolyn's got a pack of matches. She can set it on fire if we need to go back to that. Don't you worry, Bob. We can do this. It's okay. We like our carbon, so that's good. Pyromania, there's nothing bad comes from that, so good. Okay, so now what's happening is they've laid out a way or capacity to arrive. They just want the chance. They want the hope of glory, Bob. They don't have to have glory. They want the hope of glory. They want their family to be
and
a
how
safe
did the socialists stop that? Why can't they say, well, look, we all get together, the old People's Revolution, and we take over and we have everybody be relatively equal? Why don't they
but
want
they're
that?
Not.
That
they well, they love it, but they're not. They love it, but they're not. Then somebody else gets on the plan and they got some kind of non-Hodgkin's leukemia or some damn lymphoma, and they take all the money out of the hospital because they're $1 million a damn day because they're equal, so they get good treatment, so they get all the resources, and then the healthy people got to get out and chop the cotton to pay the bill so that the hospital can be around for when they need to go and can't go because they've used all the resources. It doesn't work. You can say what you want to, but it doesn't work. Doesn't work.
So can we play all this on Saturday?
Play it. It'll be decided by then.
People like Carolyn. People like Carolyn think they're special because they vote for Trump. Carolyn doesn't know that you're voting for feudalism.
She doesn't mind feudalism. That's what's happening now. She ever step she takes right now has to be very clandestine so it doesn't piss off Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. That Weiss doesn't get her on her wrong scent. How is that any different?
Okay, so
today, till
right,
she becomes
today.
It, and you can't fuss about it when you become it.
Right. So this global concentration camp, feudal concentration camp, that is a good condition to get. That's a good condition to happen for people because they'll be forced to ascend, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, or not. Now, see, they used to be pet them and, you know, kumbaya. No, fuck all that. Enough. You going to do it or not? It's up to you. We don't care.
So,
you coming on? Come on. Let's go.
Hey, Carol,
if you're a little man, you get leukemia and then you drain everybody else. But if you're ascended, then you don't get leukemia and you don't drain.
And if your little baby who has an ascending gets leukemia, you can raise it from the dead. That's what we're saying. When you shake yourself and you know the visceral moving power moving through you, coursing through your veins, you don't wonder what you can do. And you don't make your decisions based on what you allow to do. You can move that world and eviscerate anything that steps in your way. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. But see, you being the sharpest machete in the shed, you're well aware of that already. So you lock the damn head off. And then, brilliantly, be able to perform the autopsy to prove what killed them in the first place. You can't get any better than that. It's great.
You done, Bob?
Death.
No, you wouldn't let me speak, so it knocked out of my memory what I was going to say.
Damn.
That was important.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
What
couldn't
was
have been
big?
That important.
No.
Well, it'll come back around.
No, it won't. So we were talking about the global concentration camp, and you have to ascend if you're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
So that's the most important thing. Then you say, well, you don't have to ascend. But the only is there a way to justify for humans this concentration camp? FEMA.
Build yourself up so you can last as long as you can. And maybe you probably won't be allowed in court, but like the king's court, but maybe you can make bread, or maybe you can slop the hogs, or because you'll know you're going to need fresh pigs to put your feet on, Bob, so somebody's got to slop the hogs. So maybe someone will live long enough to perform that for you. So, you know, that's better than being out in the thinness.
So you see politics as a delusion for people.
No, it's not a delusion, but it's delusional.
Mm-hmm.
It's delusional. Because look here. There ain't been many moons ago. They had the presidency, they had the House and the Senate. And what did? They do a goddamn thing. Didn't commit, get anything done. And then they lost it, and now they can't do anything because they don't have the House. Well, what's the difference?
You're talking about the Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't do anything.
So they lost everything. They lost everything.
Well, they had everything and didn't do anything. They lost the House, and then they couldn't do anything because they lost the House. And so now everybody got paid. Nobody did nothing. Everything's good.
Well, I understand that no party can do anything because there's no money at government to work with.
Yes, but you have to serve the feudal system. For example, when you want a road to the beach, then there's going to have a works project. When you want an airplane safe to fly you wherever you want to go, then there's got to be a military contract to build an airplane. When you want a special kind of food grown, somebody's got to get the future farmers of America to put something in the ground or grow something so you can have the certain perfect kind of kumquat that you want at a certain party at a certain day, that you have to have Japanese Colby beef because it's a certain way that you like it. That's got to work that out, that the government has to provide that for you so you don't have to be bothered with it. Well, isn't that the same thing we're talking about?
Are you saying there's going to be more and more bureaucratic government?
No, we're not. We're going to say it's going to be streamlined, and it's going to have one king that says what's going to go. And everybody else is going to go that way, and if you don't go that way, they're going to chop your head off. Is that bureaucratic? I don't know. Is that what that is?
So the intellectuals, they see Trump as bringing fascism to America. You would agree that Trump is bringing fascism to America?
Well, we could go into a whole other thing, but let's take it to the mountain. You take it to the mountain would say it's already been prescribed. It's already this way. You're just waiting on you to catch up to it. That's the way they see it.
It's already been fascist.
Yeah, and it's just now catching up, you see. Yeah. As Carolyn would say, the way people have been living, you've already been dying all along, just a little as you go. You're already dying. You're just waiting on a disease to claim the body. Now, when we say it like that, damn, that kind of takes the heat out of the fire. It's like, well, that's not so good. See, that doesn't kind of
so
work.
So this leads to people who are listening. They got to figure out what ascension is and go that way. There's no other social bomb, BALM, or solution for their worry.
Nice.
They
got to
stop.
There was a bomb. There was a bomb in Gilead. Bomb in Gilead. Gilead, you can look. Tell them to look that up. Bert will do it. Bert's good. Bert's so wonderful. Did we mention that?
Yeah, do you mean bomb, BALM? That's what I mean.
Yes. That's what we said. Balm in Gilead. Balm. So a soothing ointment.
People want Trump. The Ionauts want Trump to win. They think that's going to help. You're saying, no, you got to get used to this feudalism and Trump being a king, and you shouldn't be putting any attention on it because it's not going to help you.
Whatever. If you ascend, it will. If you don't ascend, it won't matter who the president. If you ascend, it won't matter. If you don't ascend, it won't help you. And if you do ascend, it won't matter. So good.
Yeah, right. So ascension's the only thing. Why does ascension have a bad name? Or if we mention ascension, people don't get what we mean.
We don't care what they don't mean. You've been telling them a lot of things. And then the only thing that's happening now is the shit's coming true and they're pissed off. Beforehand, they laughed at you, and it was so funny. CKLN was the biggest joke ever, to the bullshit, to the turning taxes became something. Well, Otto von Habsburg decided he might have paid for a little something. Oh, yes. The Rothschilds, Nelson might have had a little problem in the Rockefeller world. He might have had a little issue that nobody knew. Peggy Mellon might not have been the only one that had a little insight on what's going on. That's why everybody's either scared of you or they revere you. Because time and time again, you always show up when they're getting their head chopped off. You always seem to make it in time to drive them to the funeral. So you're a little too clever. You're a little too clever, dark soul. So therefore, that's the rub. That's the rub that you're prescribing. You're saying, we want to make this as pleasant as possible. We go, we're not trying to make it pleasant at all. You're either going to figure this out or you're not. You've had every chance, every opportunity that is. All right? And we say you've already ascended. Now, if you can't convince yourself of that, we're not sure we got any more words that's going to help you with that. Maybe. You want another word? Here's a word, ascend. Ascend, ascend, ascend. Impeach 45. Does that make you want to impeach the president? Okay. We'll say it one more time. Impeach 45. We feel better. You feel better? Hell's bells. That could be a mantra. Impeach 45. It's the closest thing to ascension you can get.
Okay. Now, I remember what I was going to say, but before I get to that.
Yay.
So Trump himself wouldn't even understand this conversation.
Uh-uh. You haven't told him yet. You haven't decided.
Okay, but he's not thinking about these issues of being a feudal king.
He doesn't even know what that is. He is a builder from the Upper East Side that can't afford his bills. And so he moved heaven and earth to try to get himself in some kind of conjectured position so that he would be revered. Fred thought he was a fuck-up. Okay, and his other brother was a drunk, and so he became the last shining thing that made something. And he doesn't know what he made. It's a white knuckle flight. So he's humble enough to say, "I like money, and I like pussy. Yeah, I like pussy too. Yeah, well, you can't say that. Yeah, that's ridiculous. You can't be doing that." And yet, he doesn't know better. You see?
Right. So he is doing good to solving the money problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's good at. Okay, the thing so I looked up where I asked Ion, what were you, how many entities was Ion? And Carol, in this thing, this excerpt, which I'll play at some point, we're calling Ion Ian occasionally. So it's the fifth session, early.
That was back with Harold Ennis. Remember?
Yes. So,
we thought we forgot. We don't forget.
Reading about him last night. They don't remember Ennis. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Harold Ennis.
Ion is very. So, I'm asking how many entities is Ion? And Carolyn heard some that I played for. But what we notice is how soft Ion is. JW's voice sounds like a gay guy. And I remember people used to complain that Ion sounded gay. But anyways, very soft. Now,
gay or
this
happy?
Ion,
you mean happy like gay or you mean like homosexual?
Homosexual. That kind of kind of voice. So the thing is...
you mean like Southern? But Southern people aren't homosexual.
Who?
Southern people that have a draw aren't necessarily homosexual.
I know. It's not a draw. It's not a draw. It's a lisp kind of voice. Anyways, it's not just my fantasy. Other people used to say this. They get mad.
Okay.
I'm not listening to that gay motherfucker. Okay. So the thing is, could you have talked tough like you do now and have said you have become tougher right then? I understand why it wouldn't have been appropriate, but you could have been a different personality coming across.
Sure.
Sound like a
sure, sure, sure. Sure, of course we could have, but that's not, the point is you're communicating. If indeed the medium is the message, then the message has to have a medium.
Right?
Right,
and so, yes, and what was the medium in that case?
Well, it'd be the persona that you're accusing or embracing or liking or disliking or adopting or pushing against. In a conditional response of JW is this, so and I don't like that, or JW.
Right.
What if it became like Esther Hicks, and everybody, the only people who listen to her are the lesbians, because she adopts the lesbians. So now you almost got to be lesbian to be in the Esther Hicks crew or posse. See, that's the other way. You can run it the other way. Say, oh, he's gay, or they're this, or they're that. That's why we support it, because it likes us or something. It goes both ways. Now, not in the olden days. In the olden days, you had to be Judeo-Christian or you were doomed or whatever, Protestant or Catholic or whatever else Marshall McLuhan made up, the lying motherfucker. But anyhow, it didn't make any difference. The zeitgeist was prepared based on what was accepted. And the only thing that was accepted was when you could run an exegesis on it and could validate. Well, look at the whole transubstantiation, Bob. That almost caused enough war right there. And people have been doing everything they've been doing forever. People feel the way they feel. They fuck who they want to fuck. They live the way they want to live. They've been doing it forever. And yet, conditional responses are based on you're acceptable and you're not because of what is fill in the blank. So if the point is valid, it just doesn't make any difference. So, yes, we could have shifted and changed it, but once we make it so easy, then we've taken over. We've got it. You don't get it. You see.
So
overcome your biases, or your biases shall most surely overcome you.
Right. And in other words, yeah, so I was watching this TV show, and there were Max Kaiser. He's on Russian TV. He's a very popular columnist. I haven't really listened to much, but he had on a guest, and Kaiser seems to be promoting it, Bitcoin. What is I don't see you promoting Bitcoin. What's wrong with it?
We adore blockchain. We're all about blockchain. Okay,
I
blockchain,
know that.
Good. Blockchain, good. Well, Bitcoin is a blockchain currency. But it's not based on anything. See, it's fictitious. So you can't have a long-term experience with something that's fictitious. The amount of Bitcoin that have been mined has been compromised. Do you know what that means?
Yes. They're not being honest about it.
Well, but how many currencies are, how do you say, honest? We don't know of an honest currency. But they have certain levels where, let's say you have the yen, they're fucked up, but they're honest about it being fucked up. You know what I mean? They'll tell you, this is messed up, and here's why. The yen carry trades, remember those where they're trying to give the money away, all that stuff. At least they're fair to say we're messed up. We don't have a control on this, but we're going to try. We're going to do better. But, see, they're saying that this your value is based on blah, 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 and that value is not based on anything. And if you had the true number of bitcoins mined, then you could have a correct arbitration of what its true value is. But because you don't have that, you have these swings, and it's $40,000, and then it's $2, and then it's $5,000, and then it's $10,000, and then it's $2,000. And the only reason it has that value is because the drug dealers were using it to make their to do their transactions, because they were untraceable, because they were exposed by and to everybody. Okay? So there's a problem with that inherently, because it's not based on anything, and the part that it is based on is inappropriate or a lie or not correct. So that's why we don't support. People talk, nobody even asked about Bitcoin. They know how we feel. Because it's doomed. Won't be but a minute. So, next thing you know, they'll be dragging them up before the federales or outlawing it. But see, they have to be careful. If they outlaw it, Bob, then everybody will use it. If they outlaw it, it'll make it more popular. It's kind of like outlawing pussy. You do that, everybody wants it. If you outlaw it, you can't have it.
Right. So you use the word mine. Is that actually coal mining or mineral mining, or that's a term, metaphor?
To mine, the way that Bitcoin works is that you have to do the research to count the number of coinage that's there, and that creates coinage. And you have to have a correct number of Bitcoin available in an M1 conversation in order to validate your position. So people can earn Bitcoin by mining them or counting the number of Bitcoin available. And in the process of working that out, that's how they give a check and balance to how many Bitcoin there are, which gives a check and a balance to validate what the new current appraisal value of a Bitcoin is. Because every transaction is exposed to everybody, but they're not being fair or correct or honest with how their mining capacities are being overseen. Boy, we're tiptoeing around that. We're trying not to throw them in front of the bus, Bob, but they're fucked. We're trying not just make a run on it. Because some people have got drug deals they're trying to get worked out. We're trying to get them out so they don't get stuck, but they hear this and they're going to dump it. And the last ones with all the Bitcoins, they ain't going to have no money.
Right. So Max Kaiser, he's promoting Bitcoin, and other people like him, they don't understand what you just said?
They don't. That's true. But it's been an inherent issue all along. You know who uses it most? You're a ridiculous Scientologist. The way they really move things around sometimes. And we ain't mad. I mean, we don't give a shit. Do what you do. It don't bother us. But it's a slippery slope is all we're saying.
Yes. It's interesting you say that because Carol's reading the biography of L. Ron Hubbard, and she just gets more and more disgusted at the way he is, even though he had a charmed life. You want to comment on what Carol's missing from the book or something about
it's an example of it, the possibilities that are available. He made those available to himself. He never asked the living soul. He created all that foolishness that people then had to embrace, that they had to go through and be conditioned. You know, they had to test so they could go up a rung on the ladder. And look, and they used the format of being tested with the poles, with the copper in the hands to see if it's good or not, or all these different religious beliefs, things that are so ridiculously done and prescribed. He used a form of the tech body to validate the very thing that he was trying to unconditionally embrace. If you look at how he was trying to do it, he was trying to prove that it was not so that it could be.
Okay, so are there people at the top of the Bitcoin who got there in at the beginning? They know there's a lie involved. Does anybody in the Bitcoin world know? They don't.
Yeah,
they don't know what you're talking about.
They don't know. No. If you've got some of the fictitious ones, then you probably do. But you're not going to say anything because it just depletes your value. It dilutes your value.
Hillary got a teaching post in Ireland. Is that another attempt to hide?
Yeah. She's trying to find another way to open up some business to get money and do something because she lost all of her. The foundation is all but gone, and she's scared to death she's going to go to jail. And if they open this thing up and start looking, she needs a nice place to be that's not here.
Right. Okay.
They don't extradite you from Ireland, Bob.
Okay. Now, I think Carolyn wanted to be part of this question. Said there's a cauldron at the tip of the sword of Orion's belt. Now, what did you want to know about the cauldron, Carolyn? You wanted to know why it was in turmoil or Is that a source zone?
Just about it. What is it?
Oh, it's a holding place. It's a holding place. There is a star in that corner that's going to go supernova, and it'll be like a bubbling pot, like a cauldron, like Shakespeare with the blind hags that were fighting over the eye, the cauldron that'll be able to see when that star goes supernova. And that cauldron is representative of the turmoil or tumultuous world that is bubbling over itself. You have no idea, Bob. You have no idea. We keep telling you all these countries coming in there, France, killing themselves over their own damn pension. What sense does it make to kill yourself over your own damn pension? If you kill yourself, you ain't going to get no damn pension. So they're killing themselves over there not getting their damn pension. Okay, you showed them. So they're not working to mess up their pension. It's the craziest thing ever. So much so that they're fixing to burn Paris. That's next.
Right, and
so
the
if you want the rest of them, this is, you're going to get those. Do you want those Renoirs? There's a couple left. Do you want us to get them out quick? You can
yes,
get them
yes.
here.
Yeah,
you
get
like
them out
for
me.
All right.
Yeah, you also said
bitch
you
gonna burn.
Right. So is Paris, is France, is going to be one of those countries that won't make it to the 28 countries that will be left after the dust clears?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, no. No, no.
Not going to make
it. What we're going to do is just going to get D8 bulldozers and just push it off into the Seine.
Right. So it's like the French are the beginnings of the Gutenberg liberalism with their institutions after the French Revolution.
Yeah,
part of their identity.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe, but they have some fabulous satinwood band inlaid carvings and woodwork and panelings and furniture. Now, not Louis the 14th. That's ridiculous. But there are some paneled rooms that are wonderful. We're probably going to pull some of those rooms out just because they'll be fun. You'll like them. It'll remind you of home, Bob, when you had the better life. It'll be good. You know, bring a little panache back to your world. But we're not like Versailles. Now, we're not talking about that. But we're talking about something not quite so gilded there, so you can have more the warm tones of the wood, the satin wood, straw band inlay, marquetry. Not like Herder Brothers, because that's a little busy for you. It's a little too drippy. And we're not talking about Belter or Rococo, the pierced carve, not quite so heavy, because you have to get it too gilded for that. But some nice toned expressions that you'll like, with a fleur-de-lis and some of those simpler carvings. Pierced carve will be good. We'll work on
yeah,
it.
And you're,
we're going to save a little bit, a couple of containers anyway.
Ian's talking about the 5G coming in, then it'll collapse. Is the 5G being implemented now all over the world?
Yes. Most of the world, not all the world, but a lot of the world. And it's okay because what it's doing is it's getting everybody, it's kind of like us, Bob. It's getting everybody, we are getting everything ready for ascension because that's what we're doing. We're getting you in the notion of ascension. 5G gets you to learn how wonderful it is, or how wonderful it could be.
Wait, what is what does the 5G do to our communication grid that makes it seem like it's close to ascension?
Doesn't. It doesn't do anything to that. Here's what it does, Bob. What it does is it allows tech body capitulatable levels of input or information overload that blast everything. Do you understand on your regular little telephone, on your spot right there, you have more megabytes of RAM in that than they had in the first moon landing that they didn't do. There was no technology in those days. So everybody has more than NASA had in its tandem. Okay? So now you're talking about 10,000 libraries of Congress can be put inside your phone in 2.3 gigaseconds. You know what a gigasecond is?
Yes. Tiny.
Little. Fast. All that can be done instantly. Well, that's more than you need. That's not what it's for. That's not what it's for, Bob.
What's it for?
That's not what it's for. It's for overloads.
To protect us from overloads?
No, it is overload. That's what it's going to do. It's going to overload. So the tech body will be more powerful than a little man. Right now, it's not. Do you remember back when Eddie Fisher used to play chess?
Yes.
Bobby Fisher's friend?
Yeah. I remember Bobby Fisher.
Remember?
I don't remember Eddie Fisher, the married to Elizabeth Taylor.
You're good. You're very good. You're very good. That would have been Princess Leia's daddy. Remember Princess Leia's daddy?
Yes,
Carrie?
Yes. Carrie.
Yeah, you did. That's good. They all died together. Debbie Reynolds, she was a whore. But anyhow, set that aside. Anyway, the machine was playing against him, Bobby, and Eddie, but Bobby for sure. And then Bobby won, and then the computer won, remember?
Yes. Yeah.
That's an example of no G, but it was huge that they could beat the best. The machine was better than the best. Get that?
Right. You said that's an example of no G, you said?
No G network instead of 5G. That's 0G.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now what's happened? Now you could have 100 million chess games occurring simultaneously, and now 5G can beat itself to make it unknowable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is the little man has no, it overwhelms them. It overdoes them. They're overdone. Every solution is solved before there's a problem. Every answer is questioned before it's ever seen. Every answer is questioned before it's ever seen.
Right.
You see? There is nothing to type. There's nothing to say. There's nothing to do. It's all solved. So the end is finished. The machine, like in the OA movements, when the machines are doing the other part and parcels for calling the angel movements into play, the machine can solve ascension. And once that happens, you're done. But then you can't ascend. The tech body ascends. And then the vow of judgments are complete.
Right. You're saying the tech body will take advantage of the collapse of the 5G.
That's correct. And that cloud, the cloud of glory, which is moving, will be the only way out then.
That would be our cloud.
You'll be long happy before that, though, is Bob.
Right, that'll be our cloud.
Uh-huh.
You're
working good. You're actually doing wonderful. We can't imagine. We can't even begin to prescribe. You're doing good. Well, you see it. You kind of taste it a little bit. You're going good. Just go with it. Go slow. Keep your eyes open. Be able to move quick. Be able to shift quick.
Right.
So as long as you're that way, you're going to be good. Because there's a bigger picture. There's a bigger picture that you're looking at.
And that bigger picture is all predestined.
Well, we don't even know what that means, but yeah, it is. But we don't know what that means.
Our success is kind of guaranteed. There could be upsettings, but generally our success is guaranteed.
Well, yeah, your success is guaranteed, but now we're fighting about outcomes. See, there's a difference. Conditioned responses. See, to make love to somebody is no big deal. To make love to somebody is no big deal. See, that's normal. But to make love to Marilyn Monroe, that's now you've added a little something to the conversation.
Right. So
you can get somebody that looks like Marilyn Monroe, but that's not all we're saying. We're saying that you quantitatively can control it all.
You're going to say, right. And that's an outcome that we don't know how I'll handle that.
They spent a couple of $1 million. They took their head man, their big man, the safest man on their planet, and he blew him up individually with one drone. nobody had to crank a Jeep to do it.
He was a guy that they thought no one would reveal where he was. He was secure.
Correct. He wasn't even in his own country. So it's like, man.
So when he died, did he wake up on the other side and shocked that he died, or he doesn't know anything?
Stunned, because he can't be beat. He was unbeatable.
Right.
He was smarter than
so
Donald
what
Trump.
So what does he do?
Think?
Wait, beg your pardon?
He's smarter than Donald Trump, or so he thought.
Right. So
he
what
knew.
Did he do? now he's in a non-GUP. He can't go have the bliss of the GUP. So what's he do right now? What's he doing? Hanging out with Zappa and that?
Just wait. He waits. Just wait.
Does he have anger? Because in the GUP you didn't have emotions, but in this non-GUP you have emotions?
Not necessarily. It's known that it's ridiculous. No. It's like, what do we do? How do we do it? Can't do it. You know, it's like you say about us, can't know nothing, can't find out nothing, can't get nowhere, can't figure out nothing. Words just go up and down. It's a world with wordless words. It's a world with wordless words. There you go, Bob. Good. And on that note, we will call it a day.
Right. Thank you very much, Ion. Very good session.
You're welcome. Happy days.
Thank you, Ion. Happy days.
Thank you, darling.
Happy days.
Okay.